We're almost ready to begin. We will be studying the melodies of each tone, strophe by strophe. For each melody, you will first learn the strophes individually, putting them together as you go along. You will practice the melody until you know it by heart. Then you will memorize part of a specific hymn for recalling the melody to memory later on. Finally, you will hear a four-part ensemble demonstrate how to sing the melody properly in church. The lessons will be punctuated by two quizzes with a test on all five melodies of the tone at the end of each tone module. Tone Tutor 101 includes one midterm and one final exam, at which you will test yourself on all the tones you have learned so far. Remember, your goal is not only to learn the melodies of all eight tones, but to learn which tones are which. Many people know the tones well enough to sing any one of them if someone else reminds them of how it starts. Your goal is to be able to sing any tone upon hearing it named, and to name any tone upon hearing it sung. Hence, when practicing a tone, take the time to remember well which tone it is you are practicing. Each person will learn at his own pace. Don't hesitate to stop the tone tutor and repeat what you have just learned as many times as you need to feel confident. Resist the impulse to go on to the next section before you have become thoroughly confident with the section you are studying. Please bear in mind that the tutorial is sung somewhat rigidly to make it easier to distinguish the musical patterns. When sung in church, however, the tones must be sung fluidly, as in the choral demonstrations at the end of each tonal melody. Most importantly, we must remember that each hymn glorifies our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, and usually addresses Him or His Holy Ones directly. However correct they may be musically, the tones will only truly be sung correctly when sung as a prayer, with humility, love, and reverent fear.